We are, of course, in the thick of award season, at least where films are concerned. The Oscars are on Sunday. All week we're talking to people who've been nominated for Oscars and those who've worked behind the scenes on Oscar-nominated films. Our next guest is both first-time nominee Luke Matheny, director, writer, and star of God of Love, which is nominated for Best Live Action Short. Here's a clip from the movie. You can hear Luke speaking at the beginning of the movie.
Dear God, whose name I do not know, I pray to you in a time of personal crisis. As you know, I've been praying for your assistance in winning the affections of one Kelly Moran, which I've made consistently clear is the only thing I've ever really prayed for at all. Thus, I remain surprised and confused that last month you saw fit to have Kelly fall in love with my best friend, Fozzie, who I assure you is not interested.
God of Love tells the story of a dart-throwing master and crooner, and he's looking for love, and it turns out it doesn't work out quite the way he intended. Luke joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this is... I gotta say, the storyline lends itself so perfectly to the live-action short. I mean, you get to the end of this film and you think, he couldn't have added a single other thing to this and made it better. Did you start out with this concept and say, this is a short?
Oh, that's very kind of you to say that. Well, this film was my thesis film at New York University's graduate film program, so you're sort of automatically thinking in the short form, mainly because of budget reasons and experience reasons. So, yeah, the big trick is to try to think of something that's going to work in 15 minutes and you wouldn't need to add anything else.
Does that become restrictive?
It's just sort of a different form. I think it's, with different limitations comes, the need for greater creativity and, that can help the film in the end. But it certainly feels restrictive. But then when it works out, then it feels like it somehow benefited you.
Well, that's an amazing thing to have your graduate thesis get nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, it's an amazing thing to have your graduate thesis get into any film festival, the Academy Awards. This was, so far exceeded anything anyone involved with the project, had expected.
Well, okay, let's talk about the film itself.
Sure.
Were these all actors that you had cast? Were these friends that you knew? Who was playing in it?
Sure. So in the main roles, there is this woman who like sings at the end. She's mm-hmm. the one I test the dart on. I'd worked with her. Her name is Emily Young, and she's actually been on Broadway in Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson and a couple other things. And so I'd worked with her before, so I knew I was going to work with her again. And then she actually knew the guy who plays Fozzie, my best friend. So I auditioned him out of courtesy, and he was the best person who auditioned. He got the role. And then the woman who plays Kelly, my love interest, Marion Brock, she just won it the old-fashioned way, answered an ad, came in, auditioned, and was better than the other ones.
You know, let me ask you about the storyline itself, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to give anything away, and it's difficult to talk about the story without giving things away, because
right.
It is so short.
Yeah.
But I think it's fair to say that things turn out for him, for your character, almost exactly the opposite of what he intended. He is looking for love for himself and no one else.
That's true. My character is kind of this like love-struck, pining doofus kind of.
Obsessed.
Yeah, who's obsessed. And I think whenever you see a character like that, the audience automatically sort of roots for that character, sort of regardless, despite, whether or not he might be right for this woman that he's pining for. And so I sort of wanted to pay homage to this kind of romantic hero. But then also kind of critique the notion a little bit, like maybe there are other things that you can do with your life besides just obsessing over this one unlucky woman.
Do you think he ends up happy in the end?
It's sort of a choice between love and duty, and I think he goes with duty. A little like Casablanca. No,
he seems kind of like a little bit happy. I mean, he seems pleased with his own power.
It's funny. At the end, yeah. When he ends up in the new situation, there's sort of triumphant music playing that makes you feel hopeful.
Yeah.
In the editing room, if you played sort of sad music, then it became suicidally bleak.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin. Sort of.
Right, right.
All right. Well, let me ask you about what's next, because, I mean, it's your graduate thesis. You're fresh out of college, right?
Yeah, it was my graduate school thesis. I graduated in June.
So you must be already getting some calls for future projects.
Sure. I mean, what you do is you make these short films and you hope to get it interest generated in your feature film career. And I won the Student Academy Award earlier this year, and that's what qualified me to submit to the Oscars. And from that, I got an agent, and they've been sending me out on a bunch of meetings. Now with the Oscar nomination, I'll go on a lot more meetings, I guess.
I'm sure.
I'm hard at work on this feature screenplay that I'm working on, and hopefully I'll get that going.
All right. So how much did this film cost you to make?
To shoot, it was about $25,000. However, NYU has a number of grants and things that it probably brought it down to $10,000 or $15,000.
So you yourself owe $10,000 or $15,000 for to shoot this film?
Oh, well, then you have to add tuition into that. So it's no, this will be a depressing conversation for your listeners if I tell you how much
go through the math.
Money
the point being that in the end, it's probably a good investment.
Well, for me, it worked out incredibly well. So I just have to be thankful for that.
Well, that is Luke Matheny. He's the director, writer, star of God of Love. You sing in the movie?
That is me singing. It's about 25 takes of me singing that are carefully snipped together by my my composer.
The film God of Love has been nominated for Best Live Action Short. Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair. So unhappy there, playing solitaire. All by myself, I get lonely. Watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.